Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, is somebody back on Twitter now? Somebody who left Twitter.
Left Twitter.
And now he is back on Twitter. Someone that you said, get out of here. You shouldn't be on Twitter. You shouldn't be talking about this stuff in this way. And then he did get out of here. Well, he announced himself again yesterday. He's back on Twitter.
So I guess the old hedge fund Robin Hood situation has calmed down to a point now where Steve Cohen can come back on Twitter.
There you go. You nailed it.
There you go. Okay.
So I guess you're not following him.
No.
Because you wouldn't have known. So, yeah.
You know, the thing about it is, like I said, I don't mind him on Twitter talking about the Mets. The problem that I had is that he got on Twitter and big timed a number of Robin Hood traders by saying, hey, look, you know, call them stock jockeys or something like that. And then also said, hey, I'm just trying to make a living. And it was very condescending towards Dave Portnoy and that whole group of people.
Sure.
And that's what I was arguing about.
So he came back on Twitter and said, I'm heading down to spring training this weekend again. You could feel the positive vibe amongst the players. LGM. Let's go.
There you go. That's fine.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm thinking, you know, I had a little bit of a relationship with the guy on social media back and forth, and then you took the blowtorch out on him, and I think that's now over. No, I can't. Because, you know, I'm a ride or die.
He was right to get himself out of that mess.
No, I know he was. I said I was happy that he was gone out of Twitter as well at that point. But, you know, I'm a ride or die guy with you, Boomer. You understand that,
yeah,
right?
I understand.
So if you're breaking out the blowtorch on a guy, I'm with you. I got to stand behind you. I got to put on my own welding helmet and we're going to work. I mean, I do understand. Now, I did try to be fair during that time. I remember when we had Portnoy on, I was saying, well, maybe just Steve Cohen was helping out his buddy. He wasn't a part of shutting this trading down and everything. I don't know. I was trying to be fair. But he probably hates our guts now, I would think. You know, I have it. He's still following me, but I was thinking he'd probably unfollow me. I don't know.
You know, if he's promoting his team and wants to spend the money on the players and wants to have fun with that, that's all good. That's fine. Not a lot of owners do that.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why they don't do that. But he'll learn. I think he did learn.
You know, it was interesting. Like, probably about a week after we had Dave Portnoy on, I got a message from somebody on the Mets saying, are you going to have Dave Portnoy on again today? It was like early in the morning, and I was like, no. I should have asked why.
Was it in the middle of the congressional hearings or anything like that?
Maybe it was. I don't know. I think I told you the day that I got that message. I was like, why would they ask me if we were having Dave Portnoy on again? Who knows?
Well, he's still fighting with Vlad Tenev and everybody else.
Yeah, so. I watched that a little bit last night. I did. It was like 40,000 viewers at one point on that whole thing. It was strange. That Vlad Tenev, he's not, like, he's giving you these answers, and they're, like, rock solid because they're, like, legal answers because they're within the confines of the things he was allowed to do. And he keeps, like, I don't know if someone's typing on the screen, like, things for him to say or whatever, but, I mean, and Portnoy's trying to dance around it and try to get to certain things and try to break through this Tenev wall. It wasn't really working. I mean, I guess, really, the question that Dave Portnoy kept asking about the Robin Hood thing last night with the Tanevs, the CEO of Robin Hood, that he kept asking was, why didn't you just halt trading altogether on GameStop as opposed to having people be able to sell and not buy, that type of thing. So, but whatever.
And where's GameStop now? I think their CFO just resigned.
Yeah. So
the madness for about a month. Probably a little bit more than that, but the real heavy-duty madness was there for about 2 weeks.
Yeah, so should I send Steve Cohen a DM like, listen, sorry about that?
Sorry about what?
Yeah, we took the blowtorch out on you.
Well, because of the way he reacted to all the Robin Hood traders and everybody, that's why. But at the end of the day, didn't I tell you that the hedgies never lose?
I know. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to send him a DM saying that. But we did break the blowtorch out.
Hey, it happened. Needed to be taken out.
No, I understand. I mean, the blowtorch is only reserved for a few in certain situations. And I think that was a day that you opened up the case, you gassed it up, and you barbecued the man that day.
Yo, hey, by the way, did you see, it looks like the Steelers are going to have Ben Roethlisberger back.
Yeah. If I were him, I'd say, I'm sorry. I'm leaving. Not I'm
Why?
Sorry, but I would walk away. The way he looked at the end of last year.
Time out. He threw 33 touchdown passes last year.
Doesn't matter.
You know, if Cam Newton is sitting here telling you that he's better than half of the 32 guys, or he's not number 32, whatever he said.
Cam's also 31 years old.
Yeah, I understand that. But Ben actually produced. They were 11-0 at one point, and he was on the way to, you know, MVP conversation.
I just, watching him at the end of last year, it looked over to me.
Yeah, but that team also went through a lot of craziness with their scheduling and everything. They never really made an excuse. I'll make the excuse for them, and I'm not a Steeler fan, as you know, but I don't hate the Steelers. The fact is that their schedule is completely upset by the whole COVID-19 impact from initially the Tennessee Titans.
I understand, but you can't have that be an excuse.
How many injuries did they have on defense?
They had Bud Dupree and Devin Bush were the two biggest ones. But to me, he looked done at the end.
You know, when you saw Devin White running around on the field in the Super Bowl for the Tampa Bay Bucks, that's who Devin Bush is for the Steelers.
They're in a situation where it felt like, and I believe that most of the reaction yesterday in Pittsburgh, as I still follow a lot of those guys, was, this stinks.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who did they think the starting quarterback was going to be?
Well, it was one of those things. They didn't think that it was time. So this year they're looking at as like a rebuilding year now, and they're not going to be. It doesn't matter.
Hopefully they can keep Bud Dupree. I don't know what his injury and knee situation is going to be, and I don't know what Devin Bush's return availability will be. But, man, they still have a very good team.
Yeah, they're not going to get close to winning a championship, though, next year. They're just not. There's too many teams that are better than they are. He looks done to me. He's like my age. I can barely move. So I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
All right, so
he's younger than Tom Brady.
I understand, but so is Eli Manning, and he's been retired for years. So
that's a good point.
All right.
He did throw 33 touchdown passes last year.
I know, but you keep telling me that.
I mean, what do you want? Like,
I want him not to get his ass handed to him by the Cleveland Browns and look like he never played football before.
But who else is going to do that?
Anybody can get their ass kicked by the Cleveland Browns in that way.
Who else is going to throw 33 to 35 touchdown passes?
They have to move on.
To who?
And it's a rebuilding situation.
But
look at the cap space. You could build the team better around it if you get rid of that number.
And who's playing quarterback for them?
Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins. And then you start to rebuild. And then you get higher draft picks and you go through a real rebuilding process. Now you're just hanging on for another year. Your rebuilding gets started a year later. This is, by the way, from the same guy, you're giving me this, who wanted Eli Manning out for years and years and years and got started too late on this.
Yeah, well, Eli Manning didn't lead his team to an 11-0 start to a season that was interrupted by COVID-19 and was playing great.
The Ravens were also interrupted. People were interrupted by COVID-19. You know, everybody was affected by it. Every team dealt with it. They got their asses kicked. The Cleveland Browns were affected by COVID-19. They didn't have an effing coach in that game, and they kicked the you-know-what out of the Steelers. I don't want to hear they're affected by COVID-19. Enough with the excuses. I mean, that team, they lost their head coach, the Browns, in that game due to COVID, and they killed the Steelers. So, please.
I understand. Well, I'm not going to make a huge deal out of one game. And I know it was a playoff game. It was the last game of the season for them and all this other stuff.
It's the Browns and the Steelers. It's a huge deal.
And he owns the Browns.
It's a huge deal. So
yeah, but, you know, he's still more than competent.
It signified the end of an era.
I can understand getting
rid of Philip Rivers more than competent?
I can understand getting rid of him. And this is why I said he would look interesting in a Bears uniform and let him go away 1 year because of salary cap constraints. But according to his agent and the Steelers, they're going to try to work something out where he's going to take a significant reduction in salary.
But why weren't you so against Phillip Rivers retiring? He went to the playoffs. They won 11 games. They actually played a better playoff game than the Steelers.
I told you the conversation that he had with Frank and the Colts. You know, he went in there and, look, we'd love to have you back as our quarterback, you know, but we are in the market to look and see whether or not we can upgrade to a younger player. Now, I don't know necessarily if Carson Wentz is going to be upgrade. I have no idea.
Here's the difference.
But I don't think it was in Phillip's heart to go back. I think he wanted to go and coach high school football down in Alabama.
Yeah, but the point is that the difference is that Phillip Rivers didn't have a history with the Colts.
Right.
He had 1 year there. Ben Roethlisberger has won two Super Bowl championships there. He's been, and the Steelers don't have the guts to say goodbye. They don't, because he wants to play. So they would have had to be the bad guys and tell him, sorry, you make too much money, it's over, and they didn't do it because of the nostalgia aspect. Just like
the nostalgia aspect.
Just like the New York Giants.
They want to win.
Just like the New York Giants.
It's not.
It's the Eli sucks. Eli sucks.
Same exact situation. It is.
It's not the same exact. It's more the situation of Tom Brady and the Patriots than it is Eli and the Giants.
There is no comparison between Brady and Roethlisberger when it comes to where they are in their careers at that age. There
money.
Isn't.
It has to do with money and salary cap constraints.
But it has to do with the ability to play the game, too.
He can play the game.
At the end of last year, he was
horrendous. You know, I remember last year, going into that season, everybody thought his career was over because he blew out his elbow the year before. And all he did is come back and, you know, throw for 33 touchdowns, lead his team into the playoffs, played his ass off right. Without a running game, did have no running game whatsoever.
I'm just telling you, everybody.
Their defense fell apart. And look, I don't live in Pittsburgh. I'm just telling you from a position standpoint and watching the guy play. The guy could still play.
This is my guy who covers the team out there.
Okay.
He says the Steelers are wasting a year. They're going to try to keep a tradition of never having a losing season with Big Ben and Tomlin with absolutely no shot at winning another Super
God.
Bowl. None.
Unbelievable.
The Steelers are bringing Big Ben back at 39 years old. They'll put an inferior team on paper around him in 2021 because of the salary cap. How does that end with better results?
He's 156-74-1 as a starting quarterback
for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean,
396 touchdowns.
Y.A. Tittle's record.
Yeah, but my point being is, like, you were trying to compare him to Eli Manning. Those numbers aren't comparable. The Super Bowls are, you could say
they've had better teams.
But
too. They've had better teams in Pittsburgh. They have. They have better teams. They had a better team. Like, Eli Manning, maybe with the Steelers team and defense, could have won 12 games.
You're going to sit here and tell me that Ben Roethlisberger and those numbers that he has put up, and you're just going to say, let's just move away from him and get out of here?
It's time, yes. It's time. I don't understand. But
I think the positions is a really hard position to figure out. And if they had an alternative, they would go with it. But they don't even believe they have an alternative.
No, they don't have the guts to move on is what this is all about. I'm telling you right now. They don't have a chance to win another Super Bowl.
Man,
they don't.
Everybody acts like it's easy to play the position, and a guy you throw somebody out there.
Nobody's saying that. No, it has nothing.
So
you know how you always tell me that it's the business. You know what people don't understand is it's the business of football. You know, I mean, come on, don't you know how the league works and the salary cap works? It's the business of football. So this is what I'm trying to tell you. I'm using your own argument against you. It's the business of football. Now he's going to be absorbing and sucking the life out of the salary cap of a team that needs to move on, and they're not going to win anything.
So, all right. So I said, yes, it is the business of football. And this is what happened with Tom Brady and the Patriots. And that's one of the reasons why he left. And I would say to you that if Ben Roethlisberger is going to modify his contract so significantly that they could fit him under the salary cap and still be able to pay other players and bring other players in, and why wouldn't you do it?
And we'll see what that looks like.
Let's say they go 4-12 with Ben Roethlisberger, which is unlikely, and they go 4-12 with Mason Rudolph and Dwayne Haskins. What difference does it make?
Well, the difference is that, first of all, you know how difficult it is to move on from legends like that. So you have to rip the Band-Aid off at some point. That's the first thing. The other thing is you get a head start on evaluating who your next quarterback is.
All right.
Now, so I'm either going to – remember when I told you that Mason Rudolph stunk? You told me that he didn't. So basically, Mason Rudolph does not have a contract in 2022. So at what point are you evaluating him?
Yeah,
if he's going to be your guy?
I didn't tell you he was a Hall of Famer. I told you that there were people in that building that believe that he can be a player.
Okay, so now they obviously don't. because he doesn't have a contract in 2022 with the Steelers.
They thought that he played really well the last game of the season in Cleveland.
So they're just going to re-sign him to be the future quarterback when
they may. They don't know. Who knows that this is what the, this
so
is.
When can you truly evaluate the guy? If you're bringing Ben back at 40 years old, 39 years old.
You're going to have to continue under the same circumstance. I just think that they believe that if Ben comes back and he performs like he did last year for the predominantly the large portion of the year.
So when he was sabotaging his own offense, like you told me, by not running the ball and then being a pig.
Plays at the line of scrimmage.
So bringing that guy back.
And they still,
with a new offensive coordinator that he doesn't even like.
And they still made it to the playoffs.
And maybe losing his best wide receiver.
Well, I didn't say he didn't like Matt Canada. I'm sure he likes Matt Canada. Matt Canada has been on the staff.
I'm sorry. I disagree. Wholeheartedly disagree. It was time.
I bet you they sat down with him this week. You know, when Mr. Rooney sat down with him, probably said, look, now, Ben, we want to have you back, but this is the way we're going to do things. We're going to go back to who we are as a franchise. And, you know, we're not going to live by the past alone. And you're not going to change the plays at the line of scrimmage as much. And he probably bought into it and said, okay, I understand. And this is for your best interest. And we're going to have a better team. And look, I still think the guy can play at a very high level. He has.
All right.
Everybody thinks like who's the next guy out there that's going to live up to what he's already brought you? I don't know who that guy is.
I mean, okay, weren't we saying the same thing about Eli Manning towards the end?
So let's say, you know, what's going on with Drew Brees?
Oh God, I have no idea. I mean, is he coming back?
You know, so last year Drew Brees played with a rotator cuff problem that he had to have fixed. He played with, he had the broken ribs, and then he had the 11 broken ribs, and then he had the punctured lung or the collapsed lung or whatever else. I mean, everybody acts like, oh, my God, if he comes back, it's the end of the world. And I'm like, what?
I mean, I just there's certain times where maybe you could squeeze an ounce or two out of a guy who's had a great career, or there's also times that you say, all right, we got to be ahead of this thing. And to me, I'm surprised that you, for many years, though that the Giants got a late start with things, that when these guys who played longer than Eli Manning did and had success, and for sure...
Oh, come on, you can't compare couple of years to Ben Roethlisberger's year last year.
Are the Saints going to win with Drew Brees at quarterback? Are the Steelers going to win with Ben Roethlisberger at quarterback? Or do you get started on the next thing? You're never going to know if these guys are going to get calcified in those positions. You're never going to know.
It's a hard position to fill, and not many can do it. That's the point.
I mean, at least try to evaluate what's next. At least give it a shot. I mean, for Christ's sakes, I mean, they got Jameis Winston and Taysom Hill down there. They got Dwayne Haskins and Mason Rudolph. You don't know what you have in that. And Dwayne Haskins, who the hell knows? Maybe he has one of the great comeback stories in sports. He lost a ton of weight. He said that he was an idiot. He came out and said everything was on me. You know, maybe he's in a good situation. You love the guy coming out of college.
I did.
Maybe he's the guy. He's not going to get an opportunity because Ben's going to be calling him.
He'll get an opportunity to sit and watch how it's done and how the Steelers do their business.
Right. He'll be like, okay, this guy changes all the plays at the line of scrimmage. His teammates don't necessarily love him. He's not in great shape. And he gets killed by the Browns.
I understand fans are not happy. I get it. But I also understand, you know, there should be an ounce of respect given to a guy.
You can have both. That's the thing. You can have both.
Nah, not really.
One does not bleed into the other. Listen, man, you know, see, you are against all your arguments today. As a GM, you got to be ruthless.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, well, you're being anti-ruthless with the Ben Roethlisberger situation.
Because I still think he can play. Where I'm going to be ruthless with him is going to say, look, if you want to stay, this is what we can pay you.
Yeah, they had
and
no
if you,
guts.
And if you can't accept
no
that, then you're not going to play.
No balls. The Steelers. I'm going no balls on the Steelers because they didn't want to see him in a Bears uniform or anywhere else, and that bothered them, and he wanted to play, and they don't want to be the bad guys, and they're going to bring him back, and it's going to look ugly. No balls. All right. Mm.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Jerry Recco is back with us. I saw Jerry mocking me a little while ago in the Zoom.
Yes.
I saw that. It's all right,
that's
Jerry.
Fun.
It's fine. I know. Yeah, it's really not. It's fun. It's great. Really, thanks. Ah! Ah! Sorry. I was just
Why
channeling
were
you.
Why you mocking Gio? I didn't see it.
I wasn't. Did
oh,
you
okay.
see Art Rooney's statement?
Yeah, I saw it.
So Ben's coming back.
Yeah, I know. We knew
we
that.
We just had an argument over this whole thing.
Yeah. That's why I bring it up to you, because I see Adam Schefter just retweeted the post about 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
That yesterday morning they had a productive meeting, able to discuss things, blah, 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 and Ben is committed to coming back to help us win.
Oh, wow. It's great. Exciting. Where can I buy season tickets if I'm allowed in the building?
Well, we both understand that the next step is to work out his contract situation, is how he ends the statement.
Yeah. I don't know. We said everything we could possibly say about that last segment. I mean, we're just on different pages with this one, really. I mean, you know, you got to be... As Boomer always says, you got to be ruthless as a general manager in his organization. You got to rip the Band-Aid off. You got to get started on this. You know, sometimes you got to make these tough decisions. That's why you get the big bucks.
That's true. And sitting down with him and telling him, look, we're not going to be able to pay you this amount of money. If you want to stay here and play, this is how much we can afford to pay you and put a good team around you.
Yeah, what does it say, though? Like, I felt like there were a lot of Giants fans that wanted Eli to hang around longer than he did. Most Steelers fans are done with Ben. I mean, even I got a bunch of tweets just now with this. But you have to move on. I'm a diehard Steeler fan. I love the guy, but just, now's the time. You got to move on. You got to move on. So it's just, I do believe that you could appreciate the guy for everything that he's done with the organization, but also know that now's the time.
You know, the problem is in 2019, he didn't play. You know, he got hurt and only played in two games and blew his elbow out.
Yeah.
And everybody is wondering whether or not he was going to come back and be able to play like he did this past year. And not only did he played fabulously.
Sure. For a while. And then things,
the wheels started coming off. When the team was healthy and they were rolling – he was playing great,
well,
and they were running
started,
the ball, and then all of a sudden they had injuries. They had the COVID-19
upsetting of the season. They never ran the ball. And the COVID-19, everybody dealt with that.
Well,
I don't
it was late in the season they weren't running the ball. Early in the season they were.
Well, the entire year it felt like they weren't, and the short passes were working for them early on in the year, and then teams made adjustments, and then he couldn't get the ball down the field. They had no success, yeah. And the entire offense was one-dimensional, and they suffocated.
Yeah, I know. The Coy leads his team to a 12-3 record, completes 68% of his passes, throws 33 touchdown passes. We got to get rid of that guy.
Well, that's not the whole story, though, and you know it.
That's a big part of the story.
No, it is not. No, it's not. Doesn't none of that matters.
The team was 12-3.
12-4. They played.
He was the starting
16.
Quarterback as 12-3.
Yeah,
he didn't play
team,
in that one.
You said
game.
The team was 12-3.
Well, he as a starting quarterback was 12-3.
Yeah, but I mean, you know better than anybody that if you watch that Browns game back, the same COVID excuse that you were giving the Steelers, you didn't give the Browns. He looked terrible.
I mean, when that ball got snapped over his head,
that
on the
was
first
one thing. What about
game?
All the other picks that he threw?
Yeah,
the only time he started racking up yardage is when they were up 45-0.
They had no chance that day. I admit it.
Okay.
No chance.
Okay. So that's what you want to bring back is the no chance guy? Okay. Go for it. Have fun. And it also is going to be sucking up the cap for as much as he is. So then you're going to let guys like Mike Hilton walk and Bud Dupree walk so you can pay Ben Roethlisberger year? Okay,
actually,
fine. That's great. Sounds good.
If he stays there without modification, he'll count $41 million against the cap. That's why they have to modify his salary.
So even if they cut that in half, still too much money.
But it's nothing because they're not paying Haskins and Mason Rudolph anything.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
But they already have a bad cap situation to begin with.
They'll still have a less of a cap pressure at the quarterback position than...
Why get started on a rebuild a year late?
But who are you going to rebuild with?
You rebuild with anybody. You got to turn the roster over. You know how it goes. I mean, you have any shot at winning a championship with Ben Roethlisberger next year?
Jerry, you just reignited the previous argument.
I was just reading
a statement.
We're
going around and around and around and around and around.
I thought that was a new development.
No.
No. Well, the statement
was. The statement, yeah.
Yeah.
That he's coming back. Because I think it was kind of, they met yesterday and you're kind of wondering what's going on. Well, now we know. He's back.
And they will have to modify his salary in a big way.
Just all the things you've always said about the NFL, you're going opposite
against
now.
I know, but you don't understand something. It's like you can't just make a blanket covering over all of it. Everything is a little bit different depending on who the player is, what the organization is, where is the organization going.
Well, exactly. Everything I've been saying.
What kind of season is he coming off of? I mean, there's a lot of things you have to take into account.
But you can regurgitate Pro Football Reference at me all day long. I know what I saw. And 33 touchdowns and 12-3 and blah, blah, blah. I mean, anybody who watched that team knows that he was cooked at the end of it.
Would you want Cam Newton there?
No, I wouldn't want him either, but that's not the point.
Last year you wanted Cam Newton.
I did, and I... 10 years ago, I wanted
Eli Manning into this conversation reason.
Because they both won two Super Bowls. They both were drafted in 2004, and they both got old and were bad quick. So that's why.
Ben was not bad last year. That's the point. He was not bad.
He was bad at the end of the year.
He had one bad game against Cleveland. He didn't even play that way.
How many games in a row did they lose? There was not one bad game. They were 11-0 and ended up 12-4.
Think of yourself.
One bad game?
What would the Giants and the Jets give to be 11-0 next year?
Because it's the Steelers, you think that they
need to be like something else.
The Giants and the Jets have nothing to do with this conversation. There's two really bad run organizations the last couple of years.
Yeah, but I'm just there you go. So the Steelers are a well run organization?
Of course they are. They're making a mistake.
Okay.
They are.
I don't think so.
Okay. Here's the thing. See, next year if they have a winning record, you'll probably say, "Oh, Ben came back at a winning record next year."
Yep.
Look at them. 9-7.
Look at them. They're 9-7.
Whoop! I was right about it. No. So now all you talk about, you got to deal with Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen and Baker Mayfield and Justin Herbert now, and then you got Ben out there, you know, shaking his arm, limping around at 39, and he's not going to be able to compete. So get started on your rebuild. Sign the guys that matter that are in their prime. And do that. So instead of letting guys like Bud Dupree walk, who you said was so important to them last year when he got hurt, so you can pay Ben Roethlisberger 1 year to go 8-8. Okay, sure. That's the way to go. It's a real way to go and win another championship. You got no shot next year with that guy as a quarterback. You don't. So.
I don't know if you heard, Ben's going to come back this year.
Good job, Jerry.
I mean, but I don't know what you want from. You want me to just agree with you because you're boomer?
I don't understand. No, I don't.
Because then you do this like thing, like, oh, here goes the guy who doesn't know football, and me and Bill Cowher, we talk about these things, so I know more than you.
You know football. You're allowed to have an opinion. I just disagree with it in this case. I'm not mad about it. I'm not upset about
it. Sat here.
Don't take it personally. You're allowed to have
hot air about Eli Manning for years.
Not for years.
For years.
Not for years. No, that you're overstating.
And you got to be ruthless. The guy also won. two Super Bowl championships.
You're overstating it.
Okay.
They're coming off. He is coming off a 12-3 season where he basically was one of the top quarterbacks for almost the entire season in the NFL.
Okay.
He wasn't. You're acting as if he went out there and threw 30 interceptions or something.
He's getting paid way too much money. And will
he
even when they restart.
He's going to have to modify his contract
how
in order
much,
to
though?
Stay there.
How much
significantly?
Is he All right. So even if they cut that number in half, he's still making too much money for what he was at the
it
end of the year.
It just also goes to show you how difficult it is to find that guy to be the guy that's going to lead your franchise.
Yeah, and he was for a long time. Now it's time to go.
But they don't have a guy that they really feel comfortable about being the next guy.
No, they're just here was the difference. If he wanted to walk away, they would have let him. He wanted to play, and they were too scared to see him in another uniform, and that was that. They probably, the Brady thing was probably in their head. They're like, oh, he's got to retire a Steeler and blah,
really
blah, blah.
Do you really think for 1 minute that, you know, I thought he'd look cool in a Bears uniform. It made sense to me. But
Art Rooney thought differently. He probably hated that idea.
Maybe. You know, I can't speak for Mr. Rooney. I can't. But
well,
I know
let me speak for him because he did also say in his statement that Ben assured him he's committed to coming back because they want to win another championship.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go.
Well, that's what you say in those statements. What do you say? Well, we're committed to mediocrity. Like,
well, according to you, they are.
Well, I mean, this is actions speak louder than words. So, I mean, you either want to move on or you don't. I mean, the point is not to move on to somebody better to win a championship next year. The point is that at some point, as you have told me, you got to rip the Band-Aid off.
You keep saying
rip
that.
The Band-Aid off.
You keep saying that.
Well, because you're going against all your arguments.
Yeah, but he came off a 12-3 season as a starting quarterback.
You keep saying
last year.
That.
There's no Band-Aid to be ripped off. If they were 8-8 and they didn't make the playoffs and he wanted to come back, I would say rip the Band-Aid off and get him out of here.
What does a 12-3 season mean when you get your ass kicked by a team that you have owned for years that killed you in your own building when they didn't have a head coach? What does 12-3 mean then?
You think it's easy.
I don't think it's easy.
Well,
never
you're
said
acting
it's easy.
Like it is.
Well, no, I'm saying, what do you mean? I never in my life have I said that it's easy to play football.
Well, it's not easy to find the quarterback that you believe in. I can tell you that. And that's why teams are trying to figure out what the hell to do. Why do you think the Jets are considering trying to trade for Deshaun Watson?
Because their quarterback they have now is not good enough. And the quarterback the Steelers have right now isn't good enough.
Ooh,
he's not.
12-3. Almost.
12-3. I'm 12-3 one more time, I'm going to rip my eyeballs out and start juggling with them.
Well, I mean, you ask me.
That would be a cool trick.
God.
You ask me about different situations and looking at different players and whether or not you get rid of them or you don't get rid of them. You know, sooner or later, it does get tired. There's no question about that. Maybe because they've done so much winning with Ben Roethlisberger out there that they didn't like the way that the last game looked. So let's get rid of the guy that just basically won 156 games for us.
Yeah, but
come on. Come on. Be serious.
No, I have been serious. And you get to a point in your career where it's over. So winning 156 games doesn't mean anything. It's over now. It's about what you can do for me next year and how much it costs. So, like, looking at somebody's resume doesn't mean anything. I mean, I could give you a 90-year-old's resume who was the greatest person in HR in the history of the world. You're like, oh, this person did. No, but you're 90 now. It's time to move on.
You know, it's amazing. The most amount of touchdowns he's ever thrown for in a season was 34, and that's when he played 16 games. He threw 33 in 15 games. And that was last year.
And that means exactly Ugats.
What do you mean Ugats?
It means Ugats going forward. It means Ugats when you don't win a playoff game.
Talk to a fan base that doesn't go to the playoffs as regularly as they do.
Okay, so.
Go talk to a fan base.
I'm one of those fans. Are you nuts? I have never seen my team win a Super Bowl. I know what it's all about. I'm actually a fan of a team. I know what that's like. Unlike you, who is not a fan of a team. I know what that is like. So don't tell me talk to a fan base. I know all about it. So and I lived out there for 5 years. Mm. I know more about him and that situation than a lot of other situations in the NFL. So I know that you're going to want to continue to read stats off a page in the internet to make your argument. It's not going to impress me. It's not. And I'm not going to budge either on it because it does it. 33 touchdown passes, 12 wins doesn't mean anything for 2021.
12 wins.
Woo! You got your ass kicked by the Browns who didn't have a coach.
12 wins, man. Wow. That's
it doesn't
mean anything.
If you are the Pittsburgh Steelers, you got 6 Super Bowl championships.
Right.
And you get your ass handed to you by the Cleveland Browns.
And those six Super Bowl championships, what did that team have in common with each other? Those teams have in common with each other.
I don't know, Boomer. Educate me.
No, they had a presence at quarterback.
I need educating on this.
Why condescending? Why do you get so personal about this?
12 win. Because you do that stuff.
I think that he is a terrific first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback,
and
if he wants to play, it's not over.
But it's over.
His performance last year does not tell
Should
me
be
that
over.
It's over. No,
should be over.
No, if you would have told me going into last year that I would question whether or not he could come back from the injury that he sustained in 2019, I would say I would question whether or not that was possible.
Now you're making me
want to. But then after watching him play last year,
I got to root for them to go 3-13. Now I have to do. You've made me want to do that.
Okay.
So
that's fine.
But here's the thing. They're bringing him back to win a championship.
Well, so if they can't, what they're saying.
Okay, so why else would you bring him back? Not to get started on the next part of the organization. You're bringing him back. You bring back a 39-year-old quarterback after 12 wins to win a championship. So they better compete for one next year. If they don't, then what? So then, what is the acceptable minimum for the Steelers next year in your eyes?
Everybody is lining up to try to do the same thing.
Here's another one of these things. What is the acceptable minimum for the Steelers last year?
I expect them to make the playoffs.
And do what there? Get their ass kicked by a division rival again in the first round?
Who knows?
Is that okay?
Who knows what the situation will be like when we get there?
Is that okay with the Steelers?
Yeah, you know what? I think the guy, if he wants to play, they should let him play. And last year, he played his ass off. That's all I can tell you.
So you're telling me if they make the playoffs and get killed again, that's okay?
Why are we arguing about the Steelers?
Well, because we have different opinions on it. And
you just don't like Ben Roethlisberger anymore?
Not,
you think he stinks? You think
it's not? No, it has nothing to do with not liking him. I've liked him plenty.
Yeah, but you think he stinks and his career's over and that the Steelers should start over?
Give me the vaccine!
And I feel differently. I feel if he wants to play, play great because last year.
Because I think that the way that I think that your attitude towards Eli Manning is completely, it's the same thing. That's why I think that it's,
you know, Eli Manning went through three different coaches, general managers,
right?
Free
wasn't
agent
his whole,
signings,
all his
the,
fault.
About the Odell Beckham Jr. crap and everything else going on around him.
Yeah,
and the team wasn't winning. The team did not look like the Steelers at any point looked last year. And Ben Roethlisberger, and look, I have a losing record as a quarterback. Eli Manning's is 500. Ben Roethlisberger is what, 156-74.
Is that all him, or is it the organization?
No, but a big part of it is him. It's the most important part, position in the sport.
I understand, but it's also, I mean, you know, Mike Tomlin hasn't had a losing record.
You know what?
All
that's
these
the other
things.
Thing. He's had one coach essentially. He's had Bill Cowher, then to Mike Tomlin, and they've been running the same offense for years and years and years and years and years. And he has been a great quarterback. I don't know what else to tell.
Go
you.
Screw, big fella.
Yeah, okay.
That was a tape. Yeah, dip crap moron. That was also a tape.
I could think of other things to argue about a little bit more.
Well, then stop talking about it then. This is what you do. Like, I mean, you're like, why are we arguing about it? Then you keep going and keep reading off your Pro Football Reference. So if you don't want to talk
Jerry
about
brought it,
it, move on.
Jerry brought it up.
I don't need to talk about it.
Jerry brought it up.
All right, what's moment of the day, Jerry?
Brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, and I can look at a couple on my screen that could use it right about now. Oofa.
Oofa.
Moment of the day. So let's just get to it. Eddie is being vaccinated. Al should be back soon, but Al said he is not wearing a mask when he comes back. Big tough Al.
Anti-masker, anti-vaxxer.
Maybe you want to talk to Olive about that, your buddy Olive?
I mean, Al's just going to be in there spitting up into the air all show long.
Here's my phlegm bag. Here, have some.
It's ridiculous. Going to the bathroom, not washing his hands.
Nope, I don't believe in cleaning and washing my hands.
Right. Have you seen this? We're supposed to knock now before we enter the bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I don't understand the point of that one, obviously.
Yeah, I have no idea. Unless it's just someone here who likes to have their private time in there.
Oh, there's a sign on the bathroom now?
Yeah. Please knock.
Please knock before
you come
in.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yes. Let's maybe say you just don't startle someone and they, you know, cough or something.
I don't know. This is very silly. But yeah, Al, ever since being home. Now, anti-soap, anti-mask, anti-vaccine.
I knew it yesterday when the phone rang and I saw it was Eddie. I was like, this can't be good. Probably got vaccinated.
Oh, I wanted to tell Al before I told everyone else. Just because.
And I had to pretend to be happy. I was like, oh, that is awesome. Yeah.
There you go. Moment of the day. Can't wait to see you, bud.
April 7th is the day, ladies and gentlemen. The countdown is on. We'll see Al Dukes in the real control room. April 7th.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Been arguing about Ben and NBA Top Shot and all sorts of things this morning, and Bitcoin and Guy Adami. And that's Donna in Tampa, who will end on a high note after getting in a big, like, old-school Mike and the Mad Dog sports argument. Let's go to Donna. Hello, Donna. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm not in Tampa. I'm in Colorado with my husband.
Okay.
And I'm calling. I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday today and clear my name of soliciting Boomer to come to my house in Tampa. I've had a lot of friends and relatives call me and ask, what am I doing? So just wanted to wish him a happy birthday. I'm here with him. Yeah. Just like I told Eddie, he served for 30 years in the Marine Corps, and now he still continues to serve in the government out here in Colorado Springs. So just want to wish him a very, very happy birthday.
And we do too, Donna. Happy. What's his name?
Keith.
Keith, you said?
Keith, K-E-I-T-H.
All right. Happy birthday, Keith. All the best. You got a wonderful wife there in Donna, who is the most hospitable person ever. And yes, we were just joking. We know that you weren't going to have a night of passion with Boomer. You were just being nice. So we appreciate you calling in again.
Thank you so much, and happy birthday to my wonderful husband.
There you go.
There you go, Donna.
Nice. Look at that.
Man, so they were from Lindenhurst, if I remember correctly.
Originally Lindenhurst.
Right.
Went down to Tampa.
So imagine what her life must have been like since that phone call until just now.
Well, of course. I mean, she had to call up. She said, I got two things to do. One, to wish my husband a happy birthday. Two, to clear my name. I mean, so obviously she's getting it from all angles with that whole thing.
We were just having fun with her.
Right, I know, but then you know some people, you know they it's like I say, when you show up, don't underestimate Temptation Island, don't underestimate Boomer and Gio. Once you walk in here and you become a part of this thing,
yes,
all of a sudden, ba boom, whether you're Big Zoo or you're Pat Boyle or you're Donna in Tampa,
oh, yeah,
or whoever you are, when you step in here, you might get some unintentional fame, and you know,
oh yeah.
All right.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.